knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Please come for me too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Please come for me too.
Down at our rendezvous,
come on, Larry. Hey, Larry! I'm here. I came as fast as my little feet would carry me. What's
Larry,
up?
Larry, you gotta help me out. Just ask me. Pay me back the $50 you owe me. Ask me something else.
Oh, Larry.
Hold on a second. What's your problem?
I'll show you. I found this under Chrissy's bed.
What were you doing under her bed?
You gotta start somewhere. No, I was cleaning, you know, and it's been lying there for 2 weeks. Just read.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy
Not
anniversary.
The paper, read this card.
Oh. To the cutest and the craziest.
Aww.
Happy third anniversary, love, Janet and Chrissy. Anniversary?
Yeah, the day I moved in here with them. And it's from Kruger's of Beverly Hills.
Oh, wow, that's an expensive store.
The most. They sell diamonds at the Notions counter.
Well, now I see your problem. Janet and Chrissy are giving you a fabulous and expensive present. What a dirty trick.
No, Larry, you don't understand. That means I have to buy them something just as nice. I've been saving all my money. I've stopped dating. I haven't gone out with a girl for 2 weeks.
You quit dating? Cold turkey?
It's more like cold showers. Oh, girls' rooms smell so good.
Your Uncle Larry's gonna help you get the dough.
You gonna pay me back the $50?
No, but I will tell you a little secret about myself.
It's no secret, you're a mooch.
Hey, listen. Now look, after I finish at the used car lot, I've been doing some night work.
I know what you do at night, and if it seems like work, you're doing it all wrong.
That's not funny. All right, have you ever heard of professional escort services?
Huh?
Well, you know, a lonely lady comes into town. She doesn't want to go out alone, so she calls and,
You're a gigolo?
Escort. A paid companion.
Oh, Larry.
Come on. I earn a couple of extra bucks that way.
Hold it. If this plan of yours has anything to do with me being a paid escort, you can forget it right now.
Would you relax? No, look, I have a job lined up for tonight and tomorrow evening with the same lady. But I have to cancel because I'm flying to San Francisco.
Oh, yeah? Well, you can start your flight right from the balcony, right here.
Jack, now hold it. The agency said she's new in town. All she needs is a party date.
No way. If Jen and Chrissy ever found out, they'd lose all respect for me.
Just a couple of hours in the company of a mature woman.
I would never be able to face him again. Forget it, Larry.
It pays over $100.
When do I start?
Here. Her name is Lana Shields, all right? There's her number. Now, you just call her and tell her you're subbing for me. And do the best you can with what little you have.
Hey, escort. Hello? Mrs. Shields? Yes, this is your escort. No, I'm Jack Tripper. Well, he had to leave town tonight. Huh? Oh, 6 feet one. No, not handsome. Good looking. Very good looking. Yes, Mrs. Shields, I have your address right here, huh? Oh, okay, Lana. Oh, we'll have a great time tonight, Lana. Yeah. Oh, bye-bye!
Hey, Jack, you finally got a date. That's terrific.
Yeah, I was beginning to think you'd lost your touch.
No, hold it, I don't have a date.
Sounded like a date.
No, I was just talking to a good buddy of mine.
A good buddy named Lana?
Yeah, Dave Lana. Hawaiian guy from cooking school. Teaches poi 101. We're going to the fights tonight.
Oh.
Well, listen, I'm gonna shower.
Again?
This time I'm gonna use hot water.
Poor Jackie's
never gone this long without getting a date.
Oh, he's just going through a dry spell.
You going out tonight?
No, Chrissy, I thought I'd just stay in and relax.
Yeah, nobody asked me either.
I guess we're in the middle of a dry spell, too.
You're not kidding.
Yeah. Boy, Chrissy, you know there are thousands of guys out there, and they all have telephones, and not one of them bothers to call us up. Oh, but on the other hand, why should we just stay in because nobody bothered to call us up? What's the matter with us taking each other out?
It's cheaper the other way.
Come on, Chrissy, we could have a good time without men.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. We could go someplace really snazzy. Like, oh, like that French restaurant, that new one on Olympic.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah?
Well, let's get dressed.
Okay, let's go.
And so I took the job, and here I am. A buyer at Willett's department store.
That sounds like an exciting life.
Oh, not really. I've had 4 jobs and 3 husbands. And none of them satisfied me.
Lana, may I ask you a question? Why would an attractive woman like you go to an escort service to get a man?
Well, you see, it's like buying a car. I mean, when I slap those bucks down on the counter, I know that I can order the model of my choice.
Oh, I get the picture.
I don't want to run around with some beat-up old clunker. I want something that goes vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom. Chad, take me to your garage.
Miss Shields. Mrs. Shields.
Let's go to your apartment.
No, wouldn't you rather go bowling? Do you like to bowl at all?
You're afraid that once we get to your place, I'll be all over you, right?
Oh, why would I think that?
Because it's true.
No. Oh, no.
A cocktail before you dine.
Oh, thank you. I believe I'll have some water.
Of course. Would you care for the imported Romanian, the Mountain Clear, or the Julien Sparkling?
I'd like Santa Monica Tap.
Jack, why are you eating like that?
I just like to be close to my foods.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, but could you tell me what that delicious looking dessert is?
Black Forest cake.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That poor woman. Her date's already under the table.
Problem?
Huh? Oh, I just dropped my fork. See?
Oh, well, we'll get another.
No. I've sort of grown attached to this one, see? Listen, Lana. I'll meet you out front, okay?
Is this?
Jack a la carte. That's a little so,
get off.
Immediately, sorry.
You are jiggling my torts.
None for me, thanks. Well, maybe just
Chrissy. $30 for pressed duck.
Wonder how much it would be if they left it wrinkled.
Jack, I adore your nuttiness. Let's go crazy together.
Well, you know, I would like to get out of here.
Oh, me too.
Listen, I know a good disco.
Oh, fine. We can swing by your place so you can change clothes.
Why? I don't have to change clothes.
You do now. Oh, waiter, could I have the check, please, for leaving?
Yes, miss.
Come on, Jack.
Excuse me, miss. Thank you. Yeah, don't bother to sit down, Lon. I'll just change my shirt and we'll leave.
Oh, well, there's really no need to leave. I certainly won't need a shirt.
No, Lon. Anybody home? Larry. Larry Poopkins. Where have you been?
I told you, I flew to San Francisco.
I know, you silly goose. I've just missed my roomie so much.
Jack, what?
No. Let's not get mushy in front of Lana here.
Lana. Oh, you're the one.
Now, don't get jealous, poopy kid.
You mean that you two are...
Yeah.
Well, don't get upset. It's strictly business.
Well, I guess you don't want me for tomorrow night, now, do you?
Oh, don't be silly, darling. Anyone can change. There is nothing that I like better than a challenge.
No, Lana, it's no use. A leopard cannot change his spots.
No, but he can climb up a different tree once in a while. Tomorrow night.
Vroom, that's good.
No, it's bad.
That's bad.
That's not good. Not good. Not good at all. Good. I ought to take you apart.
What
did
you get me into?
Poopkins, remember?
I care about Poopkins. Hi, sit down. I'm making chicken salad for lunch.
Oh, it's better than the old hen you had for dinner.
Did you have a good time with Lana last night?
Lana?
You know, the Don Ho of your cooking school.
Oh, yeah, Dick and I had a fantastic time last night.
That's funny.
What?
Well, yesterday you said his name was Dave.
Well, I mean, that's really his name, David Richard. I mean, but he gets everything from Dick to Davey, Dave, Dickie, Dee Dee, everybody.
How were the fights?
The fights? They were great. Oh, they were great, but it was so quick. It was over in one round, you know, just jab, 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 right cross down, over, out, ding.
Okay. How much did she pay you to take a dive?
Huh?
We saw you in the restaurant last night.
Yeah, with David, Richard, Lana. Don't you think she's a little old for you, Jack?
Now, look, girls,
Jack,
you know it's...
we also saw her paying the check.
You know, it's a real funny story, I'll tell you.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, see, I lost my wallet. It was...
Jack, I have a two-part question. Why?
How is that a two-part question?
We both want to know.
Jack, are you going out with her because of her money?
Oh, Janet. That's what the two of you think of me. You can make your own lunch.
Well, Jack, you must admit it does look peculiar.
All right, you asked for it. The fact is, I prefer older women. My tastes have swung from young, empty-headed meringues to seasoned entrees well basted by life. Don't touch me!
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's the matter with Jack?
We don't know.
But you know, last night, Larry, he was out with this older woman, and today he is lying like a rug about it.
Larry, you're his best friend. You must know what's going on.
You don't have any idea?
No.
That's good. I'll tell you what Jack's problem is. It's a male confidence crisis.
So what's this?
I saw it coming. Jack has not had a date for 2 weeks. He feels left out, unloved.
Just because he hasn't had a date?
The man is desperate. So when an older woman comes along who gives him the love and affection his life has been missing...
Oh, poor baby. I'm just sick.
I'm getting there. I'm gonna go make lunch.
You see, Chrissy, we men need proof we're lovable and desirable, too. If we don't get it, well, you see what it's done to Jack.
Oh, yeah. Do you know he actually let that woman pay his way last night?
No. I never thought he'd stoop so low.
He stooped all the way down to the floor. He thought the roast beef would hide him, but it rolled away.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, see? And that explains it. I mean, come on, it's obvious. Jack needs your help.
Well, I'll do anything.
You may have to. Chrissy, the only hope is to convince Jack that he's sexy and attractive. Why don't you try smothering him with physical affection?
Wow, I've never done that before.
Really?
But I'll do it, I'll do it.
Well, if you like, you could practice on me. I mean, I would go through anything to help my buddy. Except pain. Out, Chrissy.
Delicious. This is my favorite restaurant. Now, why don't we go to your place for desserts?
You met my roommate. I mean, it'd be like trying to sell beef to a vegetarian.
I'm not selling beef, Jack. This is perfectly aged, prime New York fillet.
Come on, no ear, okay? Look, Lana, I got one word for you, okay? No way.
You come back here. Now, I own you tonight. I paid my money, and I still have some time left.
Okay, I'll give you the time.
Oh, that's better.
It's 10:30, time to say goodbye. Chrissy!
Oh, Jack, I've been waiting for you to come home. Oh.
Somehow I don't think this involves taking out the garbage.
Jack, come over to the sofa.
Is it my aftershave?
Come on. Please.
Hey, where's Janet?
Shh. She's sleeping.
Oh, good. Shh. She needs her rest, doesn't she?
Oh, Jack, you are so beautiful.
Chrissy, just think, all I was looking forward to when I came through the door was a tuna fish sandwich.
Do you know how sexy and charming and attractive you are?
Well, I'm open to convincing arguments.
Jack, I woke up so thirsty.
What's going on here?
I'm just convincing Jack that he's still sexy and attractive.
Oh, I didn't think that I almost slept through this.
Well, fortunately, good seats are still available.
Jack?
Lana! Hi, what are you doing here?
Well, you didn't think I'd let you get away that easily, did you? I've got a little bubbly for us.
Oh.
Oh. Well, I see you're already having a nightcap. Or two.
Lana, this is Janet, and,
Chrissy,
yes, Chrissy.
Well, I see you girls enjoy a good challenge, too, huh?
A challenge?
Well, it's an amusing story.
Don't you mean a gay one?
Yeah.
Right? Look, girls, my meter is still running, and I would appreciate your getting your jollies on your own time.
That's only fair. What's she talking about?
Okay, girls, I'm going to straighten this out right now. I have been Lana's paid escort for the past two nights.
A paid escort?
You know, a lonely woman comes into town. She doesn't want to go out alone, so she calls up.
You're a call boy?
Lana, this is Janet and Chrissy. They're my real roommates.
What?
And Larry's just a friend, and I'm not gay, and he's not gay, and I'm not an escort, and I'm going to get myself a tuna fish sandwich.
Well, that's perfect for you. Chicken and a sea.
Now, let me zip through this. Jack's not gay, but the three of you live together.
Two different bedrooms.
Oh, yes.
Well, who's the lucky girl?
Oh, no, no, no. This is a very respectable and innocent relationship.
Oh, you're the unlucky one.
No, we're both unlucky.
Sure, sure. Listen, girls, I'm not putting down your setup. I just like to get in on it.
Oh, well, I'm glad to see you're having a friendly, get acquainted chat.
Yes, Jack, it's all been a very memorable experience. But I think that I will call it a night.
Bye.
Bye.
Jack Tripper. A paid escort? I don't believe it.
How could you?
Well, I needed some money fast. And it's all your fault.
Our fault?
Yeah, if you hadn't have bought that expensive present, I wouldn't have needed money to buy you something.
What present?
The one under your bed to the cutest and craziest.
Jack, that's for the Purcells. It's their third wedding anniversary.
No, I thought it was for our anniversary. I sold myself for nothing.
I'm so ashamed.
Poor Jack. You did it all for us. We're the ones who should be ashamed. Oh, Jack, how can we ever make it up to you?
Take me, I'm already paid for. Here we go, ladies. Champagne, compliments of Lana.
Ooh.
Happy third anniversary.
Cheers to us.
Oh. Lana.
Oh, forgive me for barging in this way, but are you through with my ice bucket?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, here it is. Thank you.
I've been looking high and low for an apartment. You know, that hotel is such a drag.
What a shame. You know, the apartment next door was for rent yesterday, but they just took the sign down.
I sure did. We're all going to be such good neighbors. You'll be seeing more of me.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.